The Inferiority Gap by Max Jenker. By far the biggest problem people who want their eggs back face is that they lift them high up on a pedestal. Worthiness-wise, they see their eggs as above them and themselves as below. And in doing so, they concurrently create a sort of gap between their perceived worth and their ex's perceived worth. I call this the inferiority gap. We chiefly create these gaps because of low self-esteem born out of some flavor of childhood trauma. Maybe you were bullied a lot in school. Maybe you got your heart broken by an earlier ex. Maybe dad neglected you and made you feel like you don't matter. Maybe mom tried to force her values upon you too much, and once you retaliated, started to guilt trip and shame you for it. Or perhaps you were exposed to even more somber experiences like extreme poverty or sexual or physical abuse. The other reason we form inferiority gaps is due to societal conditioning. That is, a collection of preconceived notions that we grow up assuming to be true because everyone around us told us they are true, even when these notions are often erroneous and sometimes even harmful. A few examples. A guy should always chase after the girl and try to impress her. A girl should always play hard to get. Love trumps everything. Breaking up equals failure. Premarital sex is sinful and dirty. Standing up for yourself is selfish, and being selfish is wrong and evil. When a person cultivates an inferiority gap in relation to their ex, they consequently begin to place a higher priority on their perception of them than their perception of themselves. They essentially start to care more about what their ex feels, thinks, believes, needs, and stands for than what they think, feel, believe, need, and stand for. The actions of a person with an inferiority gap are thus primarily motivated by impressing their ex and obtaining their approval. They will be more invested in them than they are in themselves, and by investment, I mean the degree to which they sacrifice and alter their thoughts, feelings, and motivations for the other person. Conversely, the actions of a person without a inferiority gap will be primarily motivated by embodying and living out their own thoughts, feelings, values, and desires. They'll be more invested in themselves than their ex. The inferiority gap, therefore, leads to all unattractive behaviors, whether directly or indirectly, consciously or unconsciously, largely because its reverberations permeate them and are thus what inspires and provokes them. Generally, our attractiveness is inversely proportional to the width of our inferiority gap. The narrower it is, the less needy behaviors we will display, and the more attractive we'll come across. The wider it is, the more needy behaviors we'll display, and the less attractive we'll come across. Now, what many people do when they're trying to get back with their ex is overcompensate for their inferiority through various questionable behaviors. Behaviors like hiding their true interest, playing games, purposefully giving mixed signals, sticking to dumb rules like how you should never text twice or always end the conversation first to leave your ex wanting more, and so on. In other words, some people can't help but keep putting on a show to get their ex to like them more. They cannot help but to pretend to be someone they are not. They are, as I like to call it, addicted to performing. Little do they know, however, that the more they perform, the more unworthy they will feel. It's the classic case of the downward spiral. The more we perform, the more unworthy we feel. And the more unworthy we feel, the more we feel like we need to perform. But this is just the effect the inferiority gap has on us. There's also its impact on our ex that's worth noting. But to understand it, we need to grasp some fundamental knowledge of what makes a person attractive in the first place. To make a long story short, the one trait all men and women across the board find attractive, regardless of culture or time period, is the perception of social status. and the way people judge and determine social status is by looking at one's behavior. So your ex will mainly look at your behavior to judge how much or how little social status you have, and by extension, how attractive slash unattractive you come across. But how can you know what behavior determines how much status you have? Well, it all boils down to intentions. If you feel like you need to impress your ex, show off, and display all sorts of behaviors inauthentic to what you really think and feel just to make them more attracted to you, what does that subcommunicate? It subcommunicates you're performing. So what happens eventually is that your ex detects that you're performing. And what happens then? Your ex digs into your motivation, into your intentions, why you're doing that is, what you're doing. And sooner or later, because they probably aren't stupid and these things are usually pretty obvious, they realize that the reason you're performing is because you don't feel good enough for them. And what does that mean? It means you are overcompensating for your lack of self-worth and are being needy. It means you are displaying some set of unattractive behaviors that will inevitably squash your ex's interest completely. This, dear reader, is the whole irony of conventional get your ex back advice. The more you perform, the more inauthentic you are, the wider your inferiority gap gets, the more needy behaviors you display, and the more unattractive you come across. Whereas the less you perform, the more authentic you are, the narrower your inferiority gap gets, the less needy behaviors you display, and the more attractive you come across. Read that shit again, motherfucker. The more you fake and gimmick your way through reattraction, the more you fuck things up. It's not until you start approaching your ex as an equal, not as a deity above you or as a peasant below you, that the reattraction can shift in your favor. This is where people often shrug, give me a weird look and ask, okay, so I probably have a little inferiority gap tucked away somewhere in my psyche. But how do I close it? How can I treat and think of my ex as an equal? Well, there are a couple of solutions. For one, pick an approach to reattraction that does not involve performance. Next, change how you see yourself in relation to your ex for the better. Then, make it a habit to respond to any instance of neediness appropriately. Understanding your attachment style and steering it towards a healthier version also helps. Finally though, cultivate a healthy dose of vulnerability. It'll make everything else I listed a bazillion times easier. For more information on all of these concepts, on all of these solutions, check out the various articles on my blog, maxjenker.com.